This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. It's the Wednesday DJ Fee show from the D department. I'm Doug. From the J department, she's Jennifer. From the V department, sitting in the V department, is Victoria. And Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Let's see, Jennifer's in Los Angeles. I'm in Salt Lake City. Victoria is in New York City. There's three trending things that have value from my perspective.
That can all be answered with the question, did you see it?
Yes. Well, that's one of the three. Yeah. Did you see it?
Well, the super moon, right?
The super moon is, right. That's good. Yeah. And with the what Time magazine called teleprompter Trump, there's always got to be, even though most people when they watched it, even if they don't really like Trump, felt fairly good about what he had to say. It was a good polished performance. I said this earlier, the theatrics were the best part of it, and I say that not in a negative way. I think the theater of bringing people in to make a point, and the way that it was done, I thought was superb, frankly. There were some distractions. I said, I have no interest once, as an American taxpayer, I don't want another dime spent by the Defense Department. Clean up your act. Stop the waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. Don't tell me you're going to spend more money and clap for more money being wasted. And, okay, so there's Mad Dog Mattis down there. He's doing a great job. Fine. All that. Now, notice he didn't say that about Sessions or any of the other. He just happened to pick Mad Dog out. So there is the Joe Kennedy effect afterwards, which was pretty meaningless. And then you have the usual what he didn't say, and then the fact-checking and all of this other stuff. He didn't talk about climate change. Okay, so he didn't talk about China. He spent 49 seconds on the opioid crisis. What are you going to say? Unless you got a plan. He didn't have a plan.
Well, the plan, yeah. I think people wanted to hear a real plan.
But is the State of the Union, let me ask this question, and you can all go back, if you will, in your minds, Victoria, Kara, and Jennifer. Do you remember a State of the Union when there were specifics on any particular plan, or isn't it just a general overview of the state of the country?
It's a broad brush. Typically, it seems to me, and I think the reason I liked this speech so much yesterday, is that typically State of the Union speeches feel like grocery lists to me. Uh-huh. And here's what we did right, here's what we need to do, and bing, 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 you kind of check off the list. What I thought, and to your point about the people that Trump or whoever his team was that chose to bring in the people that he did, they were a really nice pinpoint or exclamation on some of the items, the agenda items that he was talking about. And they provided a very human view of some of the Trump policies. And I thought that that was, every president brings in people, but somehow the way they were weaving these particular folks into the speech, and I think Stephen Miller and Gary Cohn did an excellent job writing the speech, it made it feel less like a grocery list where you were just ticking items off and putting them in your cart, sort of.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, right. And so the post-mortem will continue for a day or two, and you get back to the business of trying to figure out what you're doing on DACA or other deals politically that need to be made. The other thing that I did take exception to was the discussion of infrastructure and how so easily snowed we have become as a population. Not that the bridges and roadways aren't in horrible condition, because they are. And just throwing money against it, if it's the same way that the bridges and the original interstate system that was started during the 1950s, during the Eisenhower administration, the roadways were built differently than they are now. It's much more expensive. Much of what was done then was with concrete on the roadways, and the concrete lasts a lot longer than asphalt. But concrete is so expensive now, it's hard to do unless you're maneuvering in places like Los Angeles, where they have so much traffic on the roadways that it's worth spending the money. But the fact that the roadways...
I have to tell you, I'm with you. Hearing the T word, that was the one thing that I didn't like. I thought everything else was great about that speech. But the T word, the trillion word, which is what the budget's going to be for a full infrastructure project... That's a lot of money.
Spending a lot of money on this that we don't
And we're
have.
Already being taxed. Well, we're already being... The thing that's infuriating...
The sales tax on gasoline, what the hell are they doing with
that? That's exactly right. We're already paying for infrastructure,
right.
And it's not getting done.
And when it is getting done, it's done poorly because the unions are so in the back pocket of the politicians. I thought one of the things he said last night, what a great night it was for America. It's a great night for K Street and the lobbyists. The amount of money that's being spent. I just saw, you know, because I'm a farmer, I look at this in one of my trades. I was looking a few minutes ago. The farm lobby spent $25 million last year trying to influence members of Congress. That's a lot of money for a small group like the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation.
And they only spend it if they think they're going to get it back.
Right, exactly.
It's not a charitable foundation.
No, not at all. So... understanding the political intrigue and the corruption. So there are two things, actually, when I think about it. The military increase in spending, no, that's a no sale at all. And then the infrastructure, the corruption that's there because of building the roads in an inferior way. And you can see it when they put, I've used the Mass Turnpike as an example. Every year they pick out 40 miles to repave. And sometimes they take the grindings off the highway. Sometimes they just put surface over the highway. And they only put 2 inches sometimes on it, and maybe three. And if you have a bad winter, and there's a lot of salt used on the roads, you can find chunks of this stuff coming up. When the plows go down the road, they dig up chunks. So you find all these holes everywhere that are only 2 or 3 inches deep, because that's the layer, the most recent layer of asphalt that's on the highways. That's not the way you build a highway. It's not the way you do this kind of stuff, but it's a way that makes it look good, and the roads are always... You can't go anywhere in this country and not see roadworks everywhere all the time. And it's appropriate because the roads, the condition of the roads suck, and the bridges as well, but why are we allowing the same sort of thing? Is anybody questioning this? Why isn't somebody... I mean, I'm a fairly smart guy, I guess. I know what's going on. But this is the experts in the field should be screaming about this. This is outrageous waste of money. And as Jennifer pointed out, we have all this money. The state of California is gouging people who live there, supposedly to work on its own state roads with all that tax and spending on whatever else the hell they're building, the new... the new train systems, and okay, so enough already when it comes to that. Or do we need to build this? You know how much money they're spending? Jennifer knows this. I'll just give you an idea of how crazy the state of California is. They're spending $1.5 billion to put a tunnel under Beverly Hills to get
that's going to get knocked
subway.
Down because there's an earthquake fault under there.
Yes.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Is that just to make traffic better? Like, what's the point of that?
Yeah, attempt is to add more transportation. Jerry Brown's legacy plan. And what's really difficult is I support mass transit all the way. I love going to New York because I love the fact that I don't need a car. I love being able to walk. I love the subway. I love all of that. I love cabs, whatever. But in Los Angeles, we are so spread out that it really will take a great, almost a miracle from God to get a transportation system that would actually work in the city of Los Angeles. But Jerry Brown's legacy in California is he wants to try to put together some sort of mass transit system. And it's expensive. It's not really going to work. It's not super convenient for anybody, at least the plans that I've seen. But he just wants to do it because he wants people out of their cars. And it's just, it's not meaningful change. Try to get people to convert to energy efficient vehicles or electric cars or Priuses or whatever. Okay, I get that. But you're never going to pull people in, especially Southern California and the Bay Area, out of their cars because it's impossible. It's really, truly
all right. While we're in crazy California, the state has a list of chemicals it considers possible causes of cancer. One of them is acrylamide. Do you know what acrylamide is?
I don't. No.
It's what is created when coffee beans are roasted.
Oh, no.
There's a lawsuit that was filed this week in L.A. County Superior Court by the nonprofit Council for Education and Research. They are targeting several companies that make or sell coffee, including Starbucks, 7-Eleven, and Dunkin' Donuts. But Dunkin' Donuts doesn't have anything in California. Anyway.
A few. You'd be surprised. There are a few.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they want warnings on coffee. Drinking coffee could expose you to acrylamide. And so now the lawyers that take on the tobacco company and the sugar company, they're going to take on the state of California, or in terms of having a law, they think that there ought to be warning signs. And then when they put the warning signs on the coffee, then they can sue the coffee companies for providing you with a way of getting sick. So how many people do we think have gotten sick because they have been exposed to acrylamide? I never even heard of this thing before. But then there's a lot of stuff going on in California that nobody has ever heard of before.
I know California is wacky in a lot of ways, and I've certainly learned a lot about the wackiness from you guys. But being a New Yorker and being concerned about a lot of things like this, California, things that sound wacky sometimes, they end up being so far ahead of their time.
Listen. I'm not disagreeing.
I don't
with
even
this.
Know about this, but yeah, I would not be surprised.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known even a year ago that sitting on my couch could give me cancer, and it's only because California passed legislation to get rid of the flame retardants. So now I have a couch that
flame retardants. Do you know what the most harmful thing? If you have wall to wall carpeting in your
home,
what you're doing is you're going to kill yourself. That's what you're doing.
Exactly.
You're signing your own death warrant.
Car seats for children.
Oh my God.
It's amazing. But California is always at the forefront of that forefront. Type of legislation.
Yep, right. Okay, by the way, before we get to the Super Bowl, Tom Brady was asked yesterday what he's going to do to make sure he won't lose his jersey at the end of the game. Remember last year? Somebody stole his jersey.
Yeah.
He says, I'm taking it with me, man. If we win, if we lose, I'm throwing it in the garbage. But if we win, I'm taking it with me. So hopefully we'll win. I've forgotten that happened.
Well, if they lose, then I would be the person standing next to garbage can.
Waiting.
Trying, because whether they win or lose, that thing will go for a lot of money.
It'll be worth some money, right, exactly. So anyhow, they won last year. Who would they beat? That's a great
It was Atlanta. It was the Falcons.
Yeah, okay, there you go. All right. Good job, ladies. 18 and change after the hour. I'm bringing you into the confines of a new outfit that is bringing information to you about you. Starting today, we are focused on your reputation, your career, your business. If you have somebody or something that's bothering you, that's on the social media, something that's not true, it may be embarrassing. It may be something that's legal, anything that's negative that affects you, and you don't seem to be able to get rid of it. Along comes Reputation Defender and their website, ReputationDefender.com. They'll help protect your good name. If you want to get a free consultation to work on what it is that's bothering you, you can do it one of two ways. You go online to ReputationDefender.com/DJV, Doug. We get them to put DJV in there. You can do that, or you call 855-432-4886. Reputation Defender does just that, defends your reputation. So if you've been bullied and you want that taken care of, protect yourself. Call 855-432-4886 for a consultation, or go online to ReputationDefender.com/Doug right now for that free overview. Protect yourself and your good name now. 855-432-4886, ReputationDefender.com.
Severe nausea. So bad you think you might just vomit. If these statements describe you, and you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, you might qualify for a clinical study that tests a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Fully cooked. cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Theme from Glee here at 23 and change after the hour on the DJV show, Victoria, Kara, and Doug. The story of this fellow that has been a mainstay of Glee, Mark Salling, found dead yesterday at the age of 35. He committed suicide. A member of his family reported that he was missing on Tuesday. Police did a welfare check at his house. They found it empty. Car was in the garage. They found his body hanging from a tree. And this is actually in the
this
same
is right down the street from
Jennifer
Kent.
Lives in. Yeah, right.
Yep.
He'd been awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty to possession of child porn. He had previously agreed to serve 4 to 7 years in jail in addition to registering as a sex offender, got to stay 100 feet away from schoolyards and all that sort of thing. His sentencing was set for next month. So I guess he'd already tried to commit suicide last year. The lawyer says that wasn't the case, but he cut his wrists. So what
yeah,
do you do?
That was the rumor. Yeah,
yeah. Right.
I think he just knew his life as he knew it was over anyway.
Yep. And the most
it's
bizarre,
sad always.
Yeah,
but.
The most bizarre thing after Victoria sent this story to us yesterday, and I realized Corey Monteith, who was like the biggest name on the show, he was the star of it, died of a drug overdose a few years ago. Naya Rivera, who is another star on it, has been arrested for domestic violence a few times. This guy has been arrested for child pornography, and now this happens. It's just what happened with this show? I mean, this was like a show that I watched with my parents, like a family-friendly show.
Yeah.
What the heck happened with this show that caused everyone on it to just go crazy?
Well, the one common denominator is all three of the people that you just mentioned were complete unknowns. They had never done
That's
anything,
true.
And then they hit a practical overnight success. And this show was just, this was an unstoppable force on TV for however many years it was on. So I think, and then money came into it, and then they started dating famous people, and I think that it was just one of those sad cases of just overnight success ruining things.
Yep, you can't handle it. It takes its toll. All right, 25 at the hour. Musically speaking, also sort of in the past, John Denver is in the musical news today, or at least his estate is, because they've announced the launch of a Patreon page. Now, we're all trying to figure out what a Patreon is. Evidently, it's where fans of Denver, in this case, can listen to previously unreleased tracks and unique content, including seeing his artwork and photography. Some of this stuff has never been seen before. His estate posted the following. John Denver's estate continually seeks new ways to bring John's fans content in a way we feel John would have supported. I say that the real reason they're doing it is because they want to make more money for the estate. It's not for the fans. It's for the people who want to make money on the estate.
Well, that is very curmudgeonly and cynical. However, they have 50,000 people who are signed on to this who are John Denver fans. And one of the cool things about it, and I just put it together. It's a patron page, so that's why it's Patreon. There are other artists who can sell their goods on this website too. It's a forum that is promoting new artists.
Oh,
so that all makes total sense now.
Yeah, good. He's been dead for 20 years, my God. He died at the age of 53. Imagine what he would be like doing, performing still if he were around at 73.
I forget.
He had a little small paraplane that he was flying, and there was no gas in it, took off and crashed. And nobody knows why he didn't put gas in it, unless it was a way for him. He was upset. He'd been upset for a while because of the loss of his wife. His wife left him, and he never was the same after that. That's what Annie's song is all about. But his song, his music is so fabulous. I'm a big fan of John Denver's. All right, we also have some musical news on the Go-Go's. They're musical officially found a home on Broadway. It's called Head Over Heels. Features the hit song from the Go-Go's. Be at the Hudson Theater in New York this summer. Looks like a good take, Victoria.
Yeah.
Described as an Elizabethan love story turned on its head, featuring Go-Go's tunes. And this would be very appealing, I think. They're a very appealing group. So it starts June 23rd, 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news at the North American International Auto Show, Toyota roll out a new Avalon designed in Michigan, built in Kentucky. It's the fifth generation that will arrive in four different trim levels with the first Toyota adaptive variable suspension and remote connect. Operate the car from your smartwatch. Lexus showing off the new LF1 Limitless SUV concept, which shows what the future design of Lexus will look like. It can be fueled by fuel cell, plug-in hybrid, or all electric. The Lexus LF1 was designed in California. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
I threw up this morning. The nausea from gastroparesis can be overwhelming. Have you been diagnosed with gastroparesis? If so, you might qualify for a clinical study for a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Loading you up with conversational information, which is a job and a half here, 34 after the hour on the DJV Experience. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. After all these years, I still love what I do. My job hasn't changed. I'm here to help you with the ladies, inform you of what's going on, sort of empower you, have some fun. It still is, for me, the best job I could ever have. This is tailor-made. It's interesting how people sometimes find, and I was just being reflective as I sit here. I'm in Jack Stockwell's palatial estate up about 4,000 feet in the mountains outside of Salt Lake City, looking down on the city and seeing the beauty and thinking to myself, I'm pinching myself a little bit. I'm very thankful about what I've been able to do all these years and where the radio work has taken me. And I still say the best part of my day are the hours that I spend on the air with you, other than perhaps whatever time I might have with Miles and my children. It really is. Although in the summertime it's great to be on the farm, but starting the day every day with you and spending, we're spending our time, we're able to put things into perspective, and so it's a really cool thing. Thank you for allowing me in. One of the things, I mean, we can spend a lot of time, talking about the Trump message last night. He was calling for unity, bipartisanship. Then You know, you can, it's so predictable what either side would do. There's nothing in that. There's nothing new. There's nothing, excuse me for a minute. There's nothing that is probative or penetrating. It's just kind of the same old blah, blah, blah. So, as I move ahead, I'm going to have to go to a commercial, Kara, and then we'll come back again. Hold on a second. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The smart home, where your devices, appliances, and even things like lighting and heating can be controlled through your home network. And Sony's new voice-activated Google Home speaker makes it easier than ever to connect and control. Carl Warminiak from Sony explains.
The new Google Home speaker from Sony, the LFS50G, is actually a really cool product for people that love to use Siri, for example, on their iPhone, or the Google Assistant on their Android phone. And it's going to allow you to be able to control all of your smart home devices. Nest thermostat, or Philips Hue lighting, or you have a Sony Android TV or Sony Chromecast-enabled soundbar, now you can actually take control of all those smart home devices using the Sony Google Home speaker by just using your voice.
Learn more about Sony's Google Home speaker at Sony.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Let's try this again. My coughing, and whatever happens, as I travel, sometimes the yucca bunga gets too much information, but it's nothing. Jack and I were talking about this yesterday, and his wife Mary, how it is that things develop in your body that have been there for years. Whatever's going on in my bronchial system and my tubes, the cough that I have every once in a while, you hear me, actually I can't get to it fast enough to kill a microphone before I cough, but it's getting things out of my system that have been in my system all my life, and it's now just dealing with it to cleanse. So at any rate, it's nothing but annoying, frankly. Speaking of annoying, I'm kind of annoyed at the way, but this is to be predicted. I mean, some of the news media is taking a stand on one side or another. It's pretty predictable, which is what I said. Victoria, the New York Daily News headline is "What a load of crap." they didn't. This, "What a load of clap" is what they said.
Right.
A lot of clapping. It was a lot of clapping. It wastes a lot of time.
Well, and Trump apparently clapped for himself a lot. So
right.
That's sort
yes,
of what Twitter was
yeah.
saying.
Right. Yes, he did. Anyway.
He's
so
his own biggest fan.
He is. Well, no, Stormy Daniels may be his biggest fan.
Isn't she denying now that there was an affair or something like that?
She signed an NDA, so, and she apparently got $130,000 to not talk about it. So if she does say something now, they can sue her.
Yeah. I think she's got cute dimples, actually.
Oh, I'm sure that's what everyone is thinking when they look at her. Yep,
yeah,
her
right.
dimples are so yeah. cute.
All those millions and millions of porn videos that she's done, that's what
oh,
everyone...
She, I didn't know she was a porn star. She's a porn star?
That's
yes.
the whole point
that's
of it.
The whole
oh,
point.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that along the way in the translation someplace.
Anyway.
All right. Listen, thank you. Yeah, I'm not always quick on the draw, as you know, ladies. Got to steer
it
me in the right
cute
direction.
It is very cute and innocent, though, that you... didn't know that, but you like her dimples.
I like her dimples, yeah. All right, here's well, something else I like today is what Jeff Bezos and Warren Buffett and Jamie Dimon. Now, you don't know who Jamie Dimon is. Jamie Dimon runs the Chase banking empire. Jeff Bezos runs Amazon, that empire. And Warren Buffett runs Berkshire Hathaway and that and the rest of the world. So these three people who run much of the world have gotten together to establish an insurance fund, an insurance opportunity. And for those of you who think Amazon's going to take over the world, they want to get into the prescription drug business. Now it looks like they want to get into the insurance business. Buffett runs Geico, and they have the mechanism to figure out how to do it the right way. And Chase has lots of employees, so they want to put their own employees together in this health plan and offer it to the public. It looks like, you know, on the surface, it's new. I would say it's an excellent opportunity to do what America, to sort of paraphrase Trump last night, America does best. America is an entrepreneurial zone. It's great for business. It's a way for it's like when you go to the incubator at the chicken farm. This is our country is like a giant incubator of businesses. And so, it's like that analogy.
It's so funny that when you say incubator, I think of like Silicon Valley incubators for companies and ideas and stuff, and you think chickens. That's exactly what happened on Grace and Frankie, because Grace wants to go to an incubator, and Frankie thinks they're getting chickens.
Really?
It's exactly what happened.
That's a good show, by the way. Anyway,
it's great. It's one of my favorite shows.
Very interesting
love it.
Show. Yep. All right, so anyway, the one thing that I'm thinking about as I see Amazon getting involved in all of these businesses is how well can you run all these businesses? And I don't know enough about Amazon. I buy books online, and I'm certainly somebody who is a member of Amazon Prime. Don't buy that much stuff there because I like to go see what I'm buying. But I will tell you, in their now transference of Whole Foods into this new core group of Amazon companies, I'm very unimpressed. Frankly, the store has changed dramatically. I've been into three or four Whole Foods stores to see if it's consistent. The one that's new in my area of Massachusetts, and there you can't swing a dead cat in Santa Monica without hitting the Whole Foods store. They're all over the place. And they aren't as good. The wait that you have in line is longer. There's no baggers. The people behind the counter are not of the same caliber as they used to be. And I don't think some of the food is as good as it was before. That's my opinion. Now I'm thinking more of spending. I think that Whole Foods has been overpriced, but because I knew I was going to get something that was good, I pay the price. Now I don't think I'm getting something that's as good, so I don't want to pay the price.
Well, the price has dropped a lot, though.
But it doesn't make any difference.
That,
the quality of the food has dropped. Quality of what you're buying has dropped. So
well,
I'm going back to the local guys.
You tend to buy more stuff that's ready-made, right?
I do, yeah. The Trader Joe's is good because they have a lot of great frozen stuff that
right.
I can, fish and veggies and stuff I can.
And as far as Whole Foods goes, Whole Foods is doing better because their 365 brand, which I think is one of the best
good.
House brands maybe ever in retail history, those prices have come way down, and that's been great. I don't really buy much ready-made food from Whole Foods. Every once in a while, I'll go to the salad bar or I'll buy some soup or something like that. And it's fine. I wouldn't really say it's terrible. It's not great either. But I think maybe that's part of the reason that you think you've seen a decline is because you're focused more on the ready-made food. Other people say that it's gotten better because the prices of all the produce and the frozen food has gone way down. And so that's actually been a big bump for their business. But
if you're not a discerning, if you think you're going to Whole Foods and everything you're getting there is great because of its reputation, then you're not a discerning buyer, because that's not the case. But not everybody. I'm pretty conscious of what I buy for food.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Though, going back to the health care thing, if Amazon can do for health care what it has done for home delivery efficiency,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be such a huge game changer.
If more people can have insurance and therefore have better health care, I'm all for it.
Right.
Whatever we can do to get the government the hell out of it, and that's really what the object is. If you read between the lines here, all three of these guys said the same thing. The government has made an unbelievable mess of health care, even though they were trying to do. I mean, whether you like Obamacare or you didn't like Obamacare, the object lesson was good. The object lesson of getting everybody covered so that they can have access to a better system than they have if they have to pay for it themselves or they don't do it at all
right.
is something to be applauded. But then getting the government involved in things always makes it just a mess. So I put private industry to work and let's see what they do.
And maybe they can even come up with a business model where you'll have an option. Maybe there will be a privatized option that is based on their model, and then maybe a public, like for Medicaid and Medicare, maybe they can actually take some notes from whatever Amazon and Warren Buffett can come up with. So I think it's all a win-win for innovation, for sure.
All right, those of you who stay up late and watch the Late Late Show with James Corden had a treat last night. Helen Mirren was the guest. And apparently, I don't know whether he was teasing. Corden hit a nerve with Helen Mirren, teasing her about her relationships at her age, including one with Liam Neeson, and she was not impressed with that. And then they somehow or other, because I haven't seen the video, I've just heard an audio, and I've read a little between the lines, they had some kind of a rap contest. And Helen Mirren,
he has a segment called Drop the Mic that he has a lot of celebrities come on and do, and they rap each other.
Yeah.
That
okay.
sounds bad. They rap against each other.
Right. It's a scripted, fun kind of thing. So it's not like real hurt feelings or anything like that.
No, it's all in showbiz. All right, so here's Helen Mirren doing her rap.
Sorry, James, I'm not single, but you know I taught your little mister to tingle.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, right?
Is that a thing that people say a lot? Teaching someone's...
British people say it a lot. Yeah, that's a British expression. In the final verse, she ramps things up. She says, "Sea women are a force to be reckoned with, and I reckon I wrecked you. You've been to hell and back." Bitch. I don't see that. That probably didn't rhyme. Have you got that, too? You got the audio for that?
Not yet, but, you know, I got to say, I love Helen Mirren, and I think Helen Mirren is amazing at a lot of things. Rapping may not be her next calling.
Not one of her strong suits.
It doesn't really work with the posh British accent.
Well, that's kind of fun to hear. I read something about her in one of the magazines on the airplane the other day. What a fabulous career she's had. And, I mean, she's my age, and she looks like she's 25 years younger. She was being interviewed while she was doing some modeling gig for a fashion line that she has at a home in England. And it's just the way she looked and the way it was presented, just marvelous. So those of you, again, who are ageists and think that people fall apart at a certain age just because they're a certain age, there's something to be learned from looking at those pictures of Helen Mirren. 48 after the hour. Now, if you have unfavorable comments, if somebody said to you online, "You're a dirty old pig," and you don't like that, and you can't seem to get it off because every time you try to have somebody remove it, it comes back again. Doesn't that happen a lot, though, Victoria? When you remove things, sometimes people can repost them or they can do things that go around you're trying to eliminate. I think you can... Can't you take
sure,
things
sometimes
off of...
that kind of stuff, it's with trolls and things like that, it's tough.
Yeah, right. All right, so the way to fix it is to go to ReputationDefender.com, protect your good name, get these things erased from all sorts of social media, 855-432-4886, or you can go online to ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Recognize this. This is the theme from the Black Panther. And has there been a Black Panther movie even? Or is this heralding the next big epic movie, the theme, Chucker?
Black Panther movie comes out February 14th, Doug.
Yeah, so?
It's the latest Marvel movie. It's getting great reviews. You know, we keep talking on the air how long the genre is going to last, the superhero movie. But these movies keep coming out, and a lot of the reviews keep getting better and better, especially for the Marvel product. So this trend's going to go on for a very, very long time.
All right, so what is there to like about, what do you know about the Black Panther movie that's coming out, a week from this Friday? Must be in that vicinity somewhere.
February 14th. I don't know a lot about the character, to be honest with you. He first appeared in, I believe, the Captain America Civil War film. This is the first solo entry with this character. This is one of the, it's not a well-known superhero, but Marvel's going to do a lot of movies on superheroes that are lesser known, but they make them into massive products. They just released also the trailer yesterday to the second Ant-Man movie, Ant-Man and the Wasp, which once again stars actor Paul Rudd and also actress Evangeline Lilly. I loved Ant-Man. I thought that was a terrific
superhero movie. What the hell are we coming to?
Superhero movie.
We're doing movies about ants and wasps.
Yes.
And their heroes. Who's playing the Black Panther, by the way?
Good actor named Chadwick Boseman, who played Jackie Robinson in the movie Jackie.
Oh,
he's a really good actor.
He was good in that. You're right.
And the bad guy, I guess, is going to be Michael B. Jordan, who played Apollo Creed in the movie Creed. And it's the director of Creed directed the Black Panther. But some of the reaction to the first screening among internet critics, one called it astonishing, another called it iconic, and will save blockbuster movies. That's
really
that's big praise. I don't know if that if they need to be saved, but the bottom line, in the age of RottenTomatoes.com, the studios certainly want good advance reviews because they definitely help sell a product, no doubt about that.
All right, so Chuck is going to have more movie news for us right after this.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Pickles.
Feed boxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
All right, 56 after the hour. Chuck has some very interesting insight into movie-dom with this movie news, Chucker.
USA Today reporting that they gave an interview, had an interview with actor Jim Caviezel. He will reprise his role of Jesus Christ in the sequel to The Passion of the Christ. Once again, Mel Gibson will direct. I knew this would happen eventually, but sort of surprised that it's actually...
How do they deal with him after he's on the cross? How are they bringing him back?
Out in the first movie?
it's going to deal with the resurrection. Interesting because Mel Gibson, you know, a lot of his career took a turn right after Passion of the Christ came out. I mean, it was a massive hit, somewhat controversial, and now he's sort of getting back a little bit into the fold, back into mainstream Hollywood. So I was a little surprised to read the article that they're going to proceed with this.
Well, Caviezel has made a name for himself now. Yeah. He was in Person of Interest and did a great job in that show.
Did a good job of that.
Yeah, he did.
And I thought he was actually very good. In the Passion of the Christ. Other news, filming has begun on the highly anticipated sequel to the original 1978 John Carpenter horror film Halloween. Jamie Lee Curtis appeared in a first photo on the internet, reprising a role of Laurie Strode. They're going to ignore all the Halloween sequels that came after the first one. This is going to be somewhat movie revisionist history, but I think it's going to be a massively big hit when it hits theaters this October.
Check out the podcast with Chuck and Victoria, City Slickers with Chuck and Victoria on iTunes.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.